Perfect. It doesn't feel too tight, does it? Wait, what? It does? Look, but I tried to make sure I didn't. Oh, no, I see what you're doing. Oh. Nice try, but I've spent the last month trying to get you into those ropes. You're not getting out of them that easily. Look, I know you're still not sure how you feel about the whole BDSM thing, and you're nervous to try this out, but I promise, it's all much less scary than it seems. Okay, look, remember how you used to feel about being called a good girl, yeah? And now it's one of your favourite things, isn't it? I was right about that. I'm pretty sure I'm right about this. But just in case I'm not, you know, if you really do want me to untie you, either right now or at any point in all this, well, you remember, all you have to do is say the safe word. You say it, everything stops. I untie you, no questions asked, and then we talk. So, are the ropes really too tight? Yeah, that's what I thought. I told you, I know what I'm doing. And you did say you wanted to experiment with this, so just try to trust me, okay? You know, if it helps, we can treat this as an actual experiment. Pretend we're just introducing the variable of bondage into our sex lives and observing how it affects things. Oh my God, I was kidding. Of course, I try to make fun of you for being a giant nerd. And you just one-up me by leaning into the nerdiness. Well, that is, honestly, it's pretty on brand for you. Actually, now that I think about it, it's not a bad idea, is it? I was kidding at first, but since it seems like you'd be kind of into it, let's do it. We'll work our way through the whole scientific method. Oh, I absolutely am serious, dead serious. You one-upped me, so now my only option is to commit to the bit, and if your personal brand is being endlessly nerdy, mine is overcommitting to terrible bits. We're doing this. So, the bondage experiment starts now. Step one. Step one of the scientific method. That's the, Are you telling me you just had... Step one of the scientific method is to make an observation right there in your head, ready to go. Really? You are amazing. Do you know all five steps? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, all six steps. Can't believe this is happening. I've got a hot nerd naked with her wrists and ankles bound to the corners of my bed. And she's going to list the steps of the scientific method for me from memory. This is pretty much the best thing that's ever happened to me. And I'm not backing down just because I can't remember the scientific method. We'll just have to rely on your smarts to get us through this. Actually, I think I have an idea for our first test of the day. You, start telling me all about the scientific method. And I'll just move my hand down here. I want to see if I can manage to distract you from our scientific pursuits by teasing this sensitive little clit of yours. Oh. You're already wet. I wonder, did the ropes do this to you? Or is it in anticipation of all the sexy science talk? Don't worry, I don't expect you to answer that one. I'll just draw slow circles around and around, just like this, while you remind me again, what's step one? Oh, that's right. Make an observation. Well, I observe that you love it when I restrain you during sex. You get so excited when I pin you underneath me in bed, when I hold you up against the wall, or pin your wrists down and force your legs apart. Oh, no, no. Don't close your eyes. You know how I feel about eye contact, sweetheart. So keep your eyes open and on me while you tell me the next step. Good girl. Step two is ask a question. I guess our question is, would you enjoy being tied up during sex? Why don't I just slide one finger inside you and move it in and out, slowly, while we mull that over for a second? Oh, no, no. Don't try to roll your hips. I'm in charge of this, remember? You'll take what I give you. And we haven't even started our experiment yet. So, if you want more, you're going to have to finish talking this through with me. So step three is... good. To form a hypothesis. Remind me, how is that different from asking a question? I'm just going to speed up a little bit while I wait for your answer. Try to focus, sweetheart. We still have three more steps to review. Go on. Assuming I heard you correctly through those little moans and gasps, the hypothesis should be in the form of an if-then statement. So I guess our hypothesis would be, if you like being held down during sex, then you'll love having me tie you up. And then step four is? Right. Make a prediction. My prediction? Oh, my prediction is that our hypothesis is correct. But I'm just not sure if the evidence will support that. Can't wait to find out, though. Now, I think I remember the last two steps. Step five is to test our prediction, right? Which is exactly what we're doing right now. As you keep trying to buck your hips into my hand, grind yourself against my palm, even after I told you to stay still. And the last step is to check the results against your predictions and use the data to create more hypotheses. Hypotheses? Hypotheses. Hypothesi? What is the plural of hypothesis? I don't think speed up asshole is right either. But I've said hypothesis so many times it doesn't feel like a real word anymore. And me saying hypothesis over and over can't be sexy, so I'm going to stop. Don't whine. I only stopped so I could take my boxes off. And what looks comfy? I'm going to lay down on my side next to you on the bed. Congratulations. You made it through all six steps. Clever girl. I'm so proud of you. Oh, but seriously, before we go any further, I just want to make sure that you're still good with all of this. Did the experiment think help ease your nerves at all? Good. Because I'll be honest, I kind of feel like we're doing a dirty version of those science fair projects. But if you're not into that, maybe I could find a, I don't know, trifold poster board, some construction paper and markers, put together a whole presentation for you. Breathe, sweetheart. That time, I really was kidding. Probably. But anyway, are you less nervous about being tied up now? Oh, good. I'm glad I can help. God, you look so beautiful like this. I don't know what it is about seeing you tied up, but it's pushing all the right buttons for me. Have you decided how you feel about being tied up yet? Oh, still not sure. Well, let's run another little test. Do me a favour. Pull against the ties for me. Try to bring your arms down or pull your legs together. I want to see what happens. Was that it? You barely moved at all. Try again. Pull as hard as you can. Try to close yourself off from me. That was a little better. You really threw your hips and shoulders into it that time. But your arms and legs still hardly moved at all. The look in your eyes changed. Does this feel different now that you realise just how well I tied you up? That you can't close yourself off from me. My ropes are holding you open, vulnerable, at my mercy. Tell me, does knowing that scare you, or does it excite you? I asked you a direct question. And when I ask you a direct question, I expect you to answer. And I shouldn't have to keep reminding you to look at me. You know what? I'm going to straddle you. There. Now I'm directly in your eye line. Tell me, are you scared or excited? You're excited. Are you sure about that? Well, in that case, I think it's time for us to finally see if the hypothesis is correct. You sure you want to do this? Thank you, sweetheart. Oh, fuck. Damn, that feels good. I want to try something. I'd like to run that little test again. Pull on the ropes. Try to close yourself off from me. Oh. Oh, my God. You got so fucking tight just then. Oh, God, feeling your pussy clench around my cock as you struggle against those ropes. Oh, damn. That's amazing. Do it again for me. Oh, yes. Good fucking girl, that's right. Oh, you like being held open for me. Being held open by my ropes. I'm the first man to tie you up like this, and I'm the only man who's ever going to tie you up like this, because you're mine, aren't you? I want to hear you say it. Tell me you're mine. Oh, that's right, you're mine. You're tied up in my bed with my ropes, and you're going to come around my cock. And I'm going to come inside you, because you belong to me. All mine, always. You know that. Don't you? This is not the only hole of yours I'm going to penetrate when you're tied to something. Because now we know you like it. Now we know what sort of girl you really are. Oh, you think I'm not going to take full advantage of this? Oh, God, yes. And you know you're all mine because no one else will ever be able to do it quite like this for you. I know this experience has ruined you for anyone else. Ah, this pussy, your body, your orgasm, all of this is mine. And you will give it to me. Say it again. All mine, that's right. Fuck, I love hearing you say you belong to me. Ah, oh, you're such a good girl for me. And you are going to come for me, aren't you? Aren't you? Come on. That's right. On any other day, I'd make you beg for it. But today, your first time, you can just come for me. Oh, yeah. Come on. Come for me. God, yeah, come with me. Oh, come for me, sweetheart. Good girl. That's it. That's it. Oh. Oh. Oh my God. Right. I think we have officially enough evidence to say that my hypothesis was correct. Oh man. Bill Nye was right. Science does rule. Oh yeah. Sorry about all that possessive stuff. I don't know what came over me. Something about having you tied up just threw me into dom mode. I hope I didn't. You liked all that stuff about being mine. Oh, that's interesting. You might be more comfortable with BDSM than you realize. Untie you? Oh, why would I untie you? We're not done with our experiment yet. The last step was to form new predictions, after all. And I think I've got a few more tests for you.